Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to SJ Logistics India Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by XP4 Advisory LLP. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Agam Shah from XP4 Advisory LLP. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Shah.
Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY26 earnings conference call of SJ Logistics India Limited. Today, on this call, we have with us Mr. Rajan Hasmukhlal Shah, who is the Chairman and the Managing Director, and Mr. G. Rajan Shah, who is the Whole-time Director and the CFO of the firm. This conference call may contain a few forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Rajan Hasmukhlal Shah for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Agam. Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Rajan Hasmukhlal Shah, Chairman and Managing Director of SJ Logistics. Good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to the first quarter financial year 26 earnings of our company, that is SJ Logistics Limited. We hope that all of you had a chance to review the financials and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on the stock exchange as well as on our website. We are pleased to report a strong start to the financial year 26, quarter one. The revenue growth is almost 24.9%, is around 25% on year-to-year basis, to 125.76 lakhs. The gross margins have rose by 57.2%, that is to 22.22 crores, with the margin expansion of 17.17%, that is the PAT is increased by 32% or 32.9%, that stands to 14.29 crores, taking the PAT margin to 11.3%. EPS for the quarter remains at 9.33 rupees. This outcome reflects that the disciplined execution and the richer service mix. This growth has been broadly based across the service lines. The ocean freight forwarding remains our anchor, with the service revenue of around 117.44 crores versus 96.65 crores last year. So the growth is around 21.5%. Our newly launched air cargo division, as well as the NVCC operations, the air cargo division has contributed around 4.11 crores, while the NVCC business has contributed around 4.21 crores, together accounting to around almost 6.6% of the top line. The ocean, as well as the project cargo segment, also continues to deliver the healthy growth. We operate across the six continents through our agency networks or the partners or the joint ventures with almost 200 agents across the globe, and with a direct presence in India, in Singapore, and UAE. We also have added a leased warehouse in Bhiwandi near Purda. It is around 50,000 sq ft to support the consolidation and the faster turnaround for the domestic as well as the cross-border flow. Our certification includes the IATA, and the specialized skill in the project and ODC cargo continues to differentiate us on the complex moves. On the industry front, basically, we continue to operate in a challenging global environment marked by geopolitical trends, trade tensions, tariffs, as well as the uncertainty. While these external factors affect the overall sentiments, we do not wish to be distracted by them and remain focused on the execution, our initiative with the discipline and the determination. And based on this, we always review our policies, and wherever the correction measures are required, we always take the correction measures to make sure that we are continuing with the growth, what we are focusing, and what we have targeted. So every Monday morning, we have periodical meetings with our marketing team, and we review the geopolitical situations get changed in the previous week, because you know that every week there is something new is coming in the past 6 months. So even considering all that factors, the growth has definitely been very good, and we are moving in a very right direction, and we are going in a very positive direction, and I'm sure that we'll achieve the set target what we have budgeted for this financial year 25-26. So this is one thing. And at the same time, the Indian logistics sector is undergoing a very structural transformation basically. So it is basically both the government policy as well as the infrastructure development, like the road developments. And there are a lot of infrastructure developments we are taking place at the port also. You are getting many more port added, whether in the small size or the bigger size, for the India to have the growth what the government has targeted for next 20 years or 2 decades. So because of all this infrastructure development, and across the globe, the Indian participation is increasing day to day. And we are quite confident that the exports which are going from India is going to go up drastically, and the major impact for growth you can see in next 1 decade. So that is what exactly we are focusing, because today the Indian market is around $230 billion. So the government is targeting to go up to $350 billion by 2032. So you can understand the kind of growth what Indian government is looking, and for that they are coming out with lot of policies, lot of infrastructure development. There are a lot of coastal movements which are going between the Indian states, because from east to the west and from west to the east, we have a lot of coastal movements also. We have a lot of barges which are taking the movements from one port to the another port. And then definitely a global transactions. We are mainly onto the ocean freights, and our major turnover, even as on today, it is coming from the ocean freight transactions and the ocean freight operations. So now I will hand over this to Mr. Jeet Shah to just give you a presentation on the figures.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me now present the financial performance highlights of HCL Logistics for the first quarter of financial year 25-26. In quarter one, financial year 26, the company's consolidated revenue stood at 125.76 crores. Representing a year-on-year increase of 24.9%. EBITDA was reported at 22.219 crores, up by 57.2% year-on-year, with the EBITDA margin higher by 370 basis points at 17.7%. Profit after tax came in at 14.259 crores, showing a 32.9% year-on-year rise, while the PAT margin saw 60 basis point improvements to 11.3%. Looking at the breakup of performance for Q1 FY26, ocean freight remained the largest contributor, delivering 62.09 crores in revenue from ODC, tires and project cargoes, within a total ocean cargo revenue of 117.44 crores at and 21.5% year-on-year growth over quarter one of financial year 24-25. Breaking it down further, yarn and yarn commodities grew from 48.51 crores in quarter one financial year 25 to 50.66 crores in quarter one financial year 26, marking a growth of 4.43%. ODC, tires and project cargo surged from 35.72 crores to 62.09 crores, registering an impressive 73.9% growth. Our newly launched air cargo vertical contributed 4.11 crores in Q1 FY26, marking a growth of 108.5% year-on-year. It contributed approximately 3.3% of the top line. The NVOCC segment generated 4.21 crores, marking a growth of 101.6% year-on-year, accounting for around 3.35% of total revenue, with a strong support from our operations in the Gulf and North Africa. Project Cargo continued to be a key driver of profitability, supported by structured high-margin assignments. Our early investments in asset-light scalability, compliance and partner networks are beginning to pay off, not just in financial terms, but in the trust we are building with our global clients. We remain committed to expanding thoughtfully, executing responsibly and communicating transparently. We are grateful for the trust of our shareholders, partners and employees who are part of this exciting journey. With this, I'm giving it back to Rajan sir, and he would like to share some more thoughts.
I didn't copy it at that time because I just wanted to also let you know about the growth plan what we are looking at. Because I wanted you to know the exact figures what we have achieved in last year as well as now I'm coming to the growth plan what we have in our budget plan with the entire team. We are looking at around 35 to 40% growth as far as the gross top line is concerned. And we are more focusing on for the improvement of our PAT margins, to be very honest with you, because last year what we have achieved was around 10% of our total turnover. It was around 10% of the top line. So we are targeting around 13%, 12 to 13% this year. So definitely we are targeting 40%, 35 to 40% growth in top line as well as around 12 to 13% on PAT. That is what our target is. And we are going to achieve this by, see, because we have discussed many times that we also have ITA in our hand. And we are focusing more on NVCC operation for the current year. Basically, the NVCC operation is a non-vessel operator common carrier, which we run between the Gulf, Upper Gulf, Middle East, as well as the East African sectors. And we have added on Russian sectors also during this past few months. So around means as of now we have an inventory of around 2,500 plus containers, and we are planning to have around 5,000 containers by end of this year. And this entire containers are on lease and the hire purchase basically. So there are no capital expenditure as far as the capital means containers are concerned, because there was many questions which were coming last meeting that you have shown that the current means the fixed asset has gone up by 45 crores. But that's not the case actually. If you see the corresponding current liability, the same amount of the liability is created because it's a lease liability, and that was shown in the balance sheet as per the accounting standard. So we are not spending, it's an asset lease operation basically. And this NVCC operation, basically we take this slot on the vessels and we operate. So our growth plan is very clear. And if you see that, yes, the first quarter we are moving in the right direction, and the kind of turnover what we achieved in July and mid of August, we are moving in the right direction and we are going as per the plan. So now I think I will hand over this to Mr. Shah, Agam Shah, for the further for the floor questions.
Shall we open the line for questions?
Yeah. You can, please.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Aditya Sen with FinDoc. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for clearing many of the questions in the opening speech itself. Here, I just wanted to understand if there is a seasonality factor in Q1 results, because June 24 also we saw a slight dip. Not a dip, but it started ramping up there itself. And in June 25, like the Q1, there is a small dip. So is that a seasonality factor?
No, I will tell you, traditionally, the first quarter, if you compare with the entire financial year, there will be definitely, you can see that there will be a dip. But it's not, historically, if you compare from quarter to quarter, you will say that there is a growth. Because what happens, out of my 25 years experience, I have seen that the first quarter is always less, second quarter is always better than the first one, and the third and the fourth, it always goes like this actually. So there is nothing, in fact, what we have achieved in this financial year is definitely commendable and very creditable. I'll be very honest with you. So,
Understood.
Thank you.
Just the last question. Yesterday only in the newspaper I read that exports have already, in the textile segment, exports have already dipped, and to US, and exports from Europe has already picked up from Europe to US. So that won't impact us, right? Because we don't cater to North America. So there's no red flag on that front?
This is Jeet here. I would like to answer this question. The exports to U.S., you have rightly read that they have dipped, but again, our focus market has always been Latin America. Our market for yarn and yarn commodity has been Latin America, Europe, and we have pretty strong volumes to these sectors because if you can see, the exports from India to Latin America and Europe has increased. So it has additionally benefited us, and I'm pretty sure that the volumes would grow strongly.
And traditionally, if you see that the entire textile business, our major volume goes to the Latin American sectors, mainly to the Brazil, Peru, Chile, Argentina, all these sectors, and not to North America. Our participation to North America is not even 5%-10% in textile market. So it's not going to impact too much as far as our business is concerned. But you have rightly mentioned that there is a dip as far as the North American sector is concerned. We have our own FMCBLs and everything for North American sectors, but it's not going to impact too much. In fact, it's the other way around. We are expecting that we are going to get quite a good number of nominations from our counterparts sitting in Latin America.
Okay. All right, understood. Thank you for the answers. I'll fall back in the queue.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Deepak Poddar with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir.
Good afternoon. Good evening. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good evening, sir. Thank you very much, sir, for taking my question, and many congratulations for the good result. Also, sir, just wanted to understand first upon your revenue mix. I mean, currently, if I see your 50% of your revenue is coming from ODC tire and project cargo, right? So how should one, and I presume that would be your high margin segment as compared to yarn and commodity. So just wanted to know the margin differential also. So what is the margin that we see generally in project cargo, ODC tire, and versus yarn, and how do we see that mix going forward? I mean, next 2-3 years, how should we see this mix panning out, given you are seeing much higher growth in your ODC tire and project cargo segment?
Yeah. See, basically, with the margins as far as yarn and tire commodity is concerned, it is always between 12%-15%. The gross margins are always between 12%-15%. When we talk about the project cargo, it is never less than 20%, and sometimes it goes up to 30% also, 20%-30%. It depends on the depth shipment or the delivery where we are giving the containers. It depends on the distance also because we handle entire their documentation as well as the operation part at the other side of the port. So definitely, the margins are quite high. It is never less than 20%, and it goes up to 20%-30%. So this is mix and match what we do. And if you see the balance sheet of 2023-24 and 2024-25, you can see there is a growth of project cargo from 38%-50% on our entire top line. And that has given the top line. Top line has gone up as well as the PAT margins also.
Oh. And this tire segment is also in your value-added services in terms of higher margin segment?
Not high margins, but definitely sometime, definitely, suppose if what happens, I will tell you. All the consignment doesn't go port to port. Suppose if we have to deliver the cargo, we handle the DDP shipments, then definitely when we handle the DDP shipment for any commodity, the margin always goes up, whether it is textile or a tire or a project. But project is always with the depth shipment. It never comes on port to port. So many a times the textile also see like a Veracruz. Many a times we send the containers to Veracruz, and we have to give this container delivery to Mexico, Mexico City. So Mexico City again is not a port. So Veracruz container gets discharged, and from there we take the delivery up to Mexico City. So there even the depth shipment involved in textile division also or textile segment also. So it's the same way even for tire also. So whenever you handle a depth shipment, your margin from normal 12%-15% always goes up to 20%. It's like that.
Okay.
But when you talk about the project cargo, it is always project cargo is always with the depth shipments.
Correct. And how should we see this mix? I mean, your higher margin services versus lower margin services. How should we see this mix?
No, this year also we are seeing that we'll grow by another 10%-15% in project cargo. At the same time, we'll not definitely compromise on our participation as far as textile and tire industry is concerned. So we'll continue to grow there also, but our major growth will be coming from Project Cargo in forwarding division.
Okay. No, so if your company level growth, we are saying 35%-40%, right?
40%, yes.
So if your Project Cargo goes by about 10%-15%, ideally, then your lower margin business is growing at a higher rate, right?
No, not like that. I'm talking about only forwarding activity. See, we have different verticals. So now coming to the NVCC operations, it's another activity what we handle. It's a non-vessel common carrier. Basically, here, so our major focus, see, there are, I will tell you, just explain you. See, we are basically, we are into the ocean freight. We are also in NVCC. NVCC operation is basically, and we are working as an liner where we don't have our own vessels, but we have our own containers. And that we operate between Gulf, Upper Gulf, Middle East, some portion of East Africa, as well as to the North Africa and Russia. So what happens here, we take the slot on the vessel operators. The vessel operator always, they don't have their own containers. They give the slot to the small NVCC player like us, and we take the slot on their vessel, and we send the containers from, say, Nhava Sheva or Mundra to, say, Jeddah, Jebel Ali, Aden, then Port Said, Sultanate Sokhna, Alexandria, going to Libya, Misurata or Benghazi, and in Russia, it goes to the Novorossiysk. And East Africa, we scatter to Mombasa and Jerusalem. So what happens here, we work as a liner, basically. We are not, we don't take the containers on forwarding basis from the main shipping line. Here we are in NVCC operation. So our major contribution or whatever we are targeting, 35%-40%, the major turnover or the major contribution will be from NVCC division, along with the forwarding activity also. So our major contribution will be coming from the NVCC operations. This year, we are focusing more on NVCC operations, and next year, we are planning to focus more on air shipments. The ITER we already have in our hand, but we don't want to jump to all the verticals at a time. So definitely, there will be a, you can see that NVCC operations will give the major contribution what we have targeted.
What's the gross margin in NVCC?
NVCC gross margin is 15%-18%.
15%-18%. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your gross margin in air freight?
Air freight is not more than 12%. 10%-12%.
Air freight is 12% gross. So I just wanted to understand what will be your EBITDA margin growth driver? Because what I see is that if you have to achieve 12%-13% PAT margin, your EBITDA margin has to improve further, right? Because at current, this quarter at 17.4% EBITDA margin, we did around 11.3% kind of a PAT margin. So what can be the EBITDA margin growth driver for us for this year?
See, I will tell you. See, when we talk about the gross margin, normally what happens, see, the highest cost in our industry is the interest cost as well as the leasing cost. And then the second cost comes the human cost. But when we operate into the different verticals, we don't have to add on the human cost or top management people every time because the same management will handle the NVCC operation as well as the forwarding operations along with the air shipment what we are handling. So there won't be a very, what you can say, the proportionate increase as far as the human cost is concerned. So definitely, that will contribute. Suppose I'm talking about 15%-18% gross margin in NVCC operation, then you can definitely say that my PAT margin will be around 12% out of that entire operation. So definitely, that will add on to my PAT margins because then the indirect expenses, what we do, is not much as far as other operations are concerned because the same kind of team handles the entire operations.
Okay. So you're talking about operating.
There's a marginal increase.
Yeah. Okay.
Margin. I will not say that there won't be any increase. There will be a marginal increase, but not at the top level. Because what happens at the top level, our HR cost is always high. You have our operation people, you have our documentation people, but it's very marginal. It's not that.
Understood.
Yeah.
And just final small thing from my side. In terms of your, I mean, this quarter, if you see, your ODC tire and Project Cargo was close to 50% of your revenue, right? So is that? Am I right?
You are not clear. Can you repeat, please?
Yeah. So this quarter, about our ODC tire and Project Cargo was about 50% of your revenue.
Close to 50. Yeah.
So this ratio will look to maintain going forward?
This will go up.
Okay, okay. So in 2 years, what kind of mix we can have?
See, our target, our target is to go up to 70-75% the project cargo. The mix of project cargo. It is not only about the transmission tower project. It is also earth moving equipment, and there will be a domestic movement also. If you have seen the announcement what we have given, we have also taken the cooler as well as with the axle. So we are also taking a job within the India. That also comes under the project cargo, basically. That I will just ask Jit to give you some explanation on the project.
But 70% in how much time? What is the time frame in 70%? 50-70% in how much time frame?
I think next 2 years.
Next 2 years. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much and wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Vishwendra Singh with Prudent Equity. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, please. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to ask how many regions are we currently serving under NBOCC and how many are we going to add in this financial year and next financial year?
See, as of now, we have started with the Libya, but now in last 3 months we have also added the East Africa as well as the Russia, because the trade between India and Russia, what we see is that definitely is going to go up because of all these geopolitical conditions that you also know very well. So we are quite sure that there will be an ample requirement, and the kind of inventory what we are expecting to build, because we want to go very slowly and gradually. It is not that we want to jump seeing the opportunities in the market, because we don't want to take the decision ad hoc. So we are going very slowly. So I personally feel that this current year, say financial year 25-26, we'll be focusing mainly to the Gulf, because see, wherever you go, you have to pass on through Gulf, Upper Gulf and Middle East, then Russia as well as to East Africa. So this is what we are going to focus. And also definitely there will be some movement coming from China, as well as from Indonesia and Vietnam, but not major one. The major one will be from this sector which I discussed with you, from Libya, Russia and East Coast of Africa. This is what we are targeting. And we'll be going full-fledged in next, that is from 26-27 to even Far East Station also, where we'll increase our inventory. Yeah.
Also, I wanted to ask, what is the internal target for the total revenue contribution from this segment from the NBOCC in this year and next year?
See, normally, I'll be very honest with you. See, we have an existing client, their cargo also, the forwarding client, their cargo also goes to these sectors. Okay. So, normally there we provide our own containers and we give them as a liner for my forwarding client. Then normally, our target is to have, as of now we have around 2,500 plus containers. So we expect that each container will give a turnover of around 2.5 lakhs per annum. So if I take the existing delivery or the existing container inventory, then it will be around 65 crores. But we are definitely building on the inventories also. Gradually we are building. It is not that we are taking the containers and we are moving forward. So as and when we build the inventories, you can see that. So this year we are expecting around 70-75 crore coming from NBOCC operation, or almost 80 crores to 100 crores. And the balance will be coming from the forwarding division. The addition, I'm talking about the addition. So what we are targeting. And next year you can see where we have 5,000 containers. You can see the full effect of that. So it will be around 125 in 26-27.
Also, yeah. I wanted to ask, after this extra tariff news, so how is the NBOCC pricing looking and what would be your take on the upcoming month's pricing?
See, basically, the NBOCC operation is never between the major continents. So, the NBOCC operation is not between India to US. It is within the continent itself, or at the most, it goes to the North African ports like Casablanca, Tunisia, or it goes up to Mombasa, Jerusalem, Djibouti. It doesn't go up to the North America. So there won't be any impact as far as NVCC operations are concerned. There won't be any major, but at the same time I was mentioning that there are ample chances that the trade between India and Russia is going to go up, and we want to take the advantage of that, and we are quite sure that the trade is going to go up, and we can see in last few days only that the trade is going up, because lot of plywood, plastics and sports equipments are coming, or sports garments are coming from Russia to India, and there is a lot of movement of agro product as well as the reefer container movement from India to Russia basically.
Okay, noted. Lastly, I want to ask, what is our total debt currently, and like what is the target of to end with this financial year and next year?
Sorry?
I wanted to ask, what is our total debt as of now, and what would be your target to end this year with the debt part?
See, at present our debts are 25 crore, and we will be going with another 20 crore, not more than that. So all put together, it will be around 45 to 50 crore.
Okay, note.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Karthik with Suyash Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just wanted to understand what is the visibility for your NBOCC business, as in you did 4 crores, which would mean roughly about maybe 20,000 or slightly less than that number of containers. What is the order book you have for NBOCC business for the next 9 months?
I will just tell you, because NBOCC operations, what we have shown under forwarding activity, 117 crore. Out of that, for our existing customer only, the NVCC operation has contributed around 10 crores of gross revenue, along with the 4 crores. It is almost 14 to 15 crore on the inventory of 2,500 containers, basically, and which we started taking from the last year only. So the 2,500 containers plus inventory what we have as of now, we are planning to build up to 5,000 containers. We are going very slowly and gradually, but at the same time, with the same NVCC and the same inventory, we are expecting around 75 to 80 crore turnover coming from NVCC operation this current year, this financial year.
Right. And it will be classified between both these categories, right? That is what you
said. Both these categories. And maybe we may change the classification in next result, because we will be taking the advice from our auditors also, whether to show under the entire operation under the NVCC or we can show under the freight forwarding.
Sure. मैं आपको ये पूछ रहा था सर कि ये लोग साल भर के लिए आपको कॉन्ट्रैक्ट देते हैं कि हर
महीने इसमें NVCC में सब टोटली साल भर का कॉन्ट्रैक्ट ऐसा नहीं रहता है, because it is not even advisable to us, because of price fluctuation जो रहता है उसमें, if we commit to anyone, then yes, you have a regular customer that sending their exports to particular destination on month-to-month basis or every week. But we don't give the commitment to them for annual basis, because it is not advisable. Because the rates are always geopolitical situation to a driven rate. So we have to take the advantage of that also. So if I may ask you, sir,
say what was the price around? Agar April mein 100 tha, to abhi kahan par hai sir pricing NVCC ke?
No, April mein agar 100 tha, to aaj 130-140 tak gaya hai. I'm talking about the average price, because I'm talking Jebel Ali ka price bhi hai aur isse Mysore Atta ka price bhi hai. So I'm talking about average price. Jaise aapne average sawal pucha tha, wahi main aapko bata raha hu.
Haan ji. 130-140 average.
Yes.
And just one thing, sir. To NVOCC operations mein, your gross margin will depend on pricing, of course. Ye puchna tha, what will be the depreciation for the year, sir? Amortization, that is the lease, this thing under, for the year. If your CFO can clarify that.
Depreciation will be around 10% on the containers that are capitalized.
Kitna hoga, sir? Sorry, I don't know the quantity right now.
10% approximately.
No. 10% off is what I'm asking.
10% of 45 crore.
45 crore, okay. Sure.
Yes.
Let me get back in with you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Dinesh Kulkarni with Finsight. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Thank you for taking my question, and apologies, I was some 15 minutes late and joined.
No problem.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, can you just reiterate your guidance for this year and next year in terms of revenue, EBITDA margins and CapEx, if I missed out that?
I will just tell you briefly. Our target is to have around 35 to 40% growth this year as far as top line is concerned. And the PAT margins we are targeting to grow by another 2 to 3% from 10%. So it should be around 12 to 13% by year end. And definitely that is our target. And the other question what you asked?
About capital expenditure?
No capital expenditure. We are not targeting any capital expenditure for next 2 years. Yes, we have few containers on higher purchase. So it's like when you buy a TV and you pay the installment. So like that, the few containers we take on the higher purchase. So along with the lease rental, we also pay on capital cost of the containers. So there are very few containers compared to the
end. That sounds great, sir. But we are definitely expecting some improvement, at least a few basis point improvements in EBITDA margin as well, right?
Definitely.
This year?
Definitely. Okay. When we are targeting to improve the PAT, definitely the EBITDA margin has to be improved. So we are going in that direction. Yeah. Please.
Okay. And so this is my first con call I'm attending for this company, you know, being a new investor. Sir, if you could just explain me how the market looks like now, especially in terms of the Asian markets, we see quite a few players in India are offering different, you know, freight services to this market. Are we operating in this market and are we competing here as well?
See, competition in any business has to be there and it will be there. So the growth, what we had in last 25 years, we are quite sure that we are growing in the right direction and we will be growing also. And as far as the market and the Indian growth is concerned, so definitely you know better than me, you also your own study. Because India is going to be one of the largest growing economy in the world in coming one decade. So the exports are going to go up, then the balance trade is going to be improved now. When I started the business, it was 85-15. And today it is around 65-35. And the government is targeting to bring it down to 50. It cannot be overnight. It's going to take one more decade. So how it is going to come? It is only because of the exports of the goods. So India is focusing on that. And for that, India is developing a lot of ocean freight ports. You've seen that the one major port is coming near Palghar, the Vadhavan port. So it's going to be one of the biggest 5 ports in the world. So you can imagine what kind of exports and the imports are going to be there as far as this port is concerned. At the same time, there are lot of infrastructure, road infrastructure for approach which are having the approach to the ports. If you see that the Mumbai-Delhi Express Highway, it is not starting from Mumbai CST, it is starting from JNPT. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that the whatever movements coming from the north of the India, where it's all landlocked cities, It should directly go to the JNPT, and the same road is also going to the Mundra. So they are focusing more on exports and exim trade basically. So it is going to go up.
Okay, sir. And if I missed out, can you just elaborate in a short span, like what challenges we faced in this quarter that like the growth maybe was slightly lower than what you had expected earlier, if that is the case?
Sorry? I didn't get you. What?
Okay, so my question was, if I missed out on that, so what challenges we faced in this specific quarter that you would expect growth was slightly on the lower end than what you had expected earlier?
No, definitely not. Our growth is better than what was our expectation. If you compare the first quarter of the last year, financial year, and again, I'm talking about 23-24. If you compare with 23-24, 24-25 and 25-26, you see there is a drastic growth basically. So this year also it is, the first quarter is definitely better than our expectation. It is not less than our expectation or our target or our budget.
That's really great, sir. But yeah, it's more on the geopolitics.
So because I personally feel that you are comparing with the quarter four and the quarter one, which the same question was asked by someone to me. So it is not like that. The first quarter is always less than the quarter four. So first quarter, second quarter is always better than quarter one. Quarter three will be better than quarter one and two. And the last quarter will be definitely better than three quarters. It always goes like this.
Okay, so minimal impact from the current geopolitical tension across India, USA and Europe, that we are not really having that.
No, the mix of business what we have is a very minimal effect.
Minimal effect. That really sounds great, sir.
Very negligible.
Yeah, thank you very
much.
Very
negligible, honestly speaking.
That's really great. Thank you very much and all the best.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. Next question comes from the line of Harsh Janawar with Avendus PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had just one question. I was going through your annual report of, 2024. So we had only 33 employees and we did business of 279 crores. This year we had some 69 employees and we did business of 500 crores. Can you help us understand more about your business, how we are able to do so much business with such number of employees? Because I'm assuming you'll need a lot of employees on port for custom clearances and that way. So you could, just help us understand better, how this business works and is there a big chunk of employees which are not on your rolls? Just some light on that. Thank you.
No, I will tell you, in the first place, you cannot compare the top line with the number of employees. Let me be very honest with you. Out of means my 25 years experience, see, before 10 years, I was only into the forwarding. Then last few years, I am also looking at the liner division as well as the air traffic, as well as the warehousing. So everything I handle. So like that, we have a management team, the top management team of around 15 to 20 people who only handles all these verticals basically. That was exactly I was explaining you. See, when it comes to the HR cost, see, your top management only gets you the business, whether it is in forwarding division or whether it is in NVCC division or airline. So airline definitely we require a specialized people because it is not related to the ocean activity. That's the reason we want to focus more on NVCC operation in current year, and we'll be focusing next year, we'll be focusing in air shipments where we have our specialized team only. And when you talk about the custom clearance and all that, that is on an operational staff. The major impact of their HR cost is not much basically. So the kind of growth what we are looking, and if you compare the number of employees to have the 250 crore turnover and to have a 500 crore, and from here onwards 700 to 750 crores, You don't require to add on the same number of people, basically.
Right. Nice. I was just wondering, only 33 employees, how can we take care of so many, departments and roles and all? So how do we manage that? Because prior to that, in 2023, we had, I think, around 20 employees only on the payroll, the permanent employees. So that's why I was asking.
No, we also have a subsidiary company. So that subsidiary company also has got the employees. No, it is not only about SJ Logistics. You are talking about the figure of SJ Logistics. We have a subsidiary company called SJ Logisol. So that subsidiary company also has got their employees. So employees ke upar ye nahi hota. It is not on hourly basis. Aisa nahi hota na ki aapko ek ghante ke andar aapko itna 5 shirt banana hai, 10 shirt banana. It's not like that, dear. See, this industry works completely differently, basically. When I'm telling you 15-20 top management people, more than 90% of the top management people, they are with me from 2 decades, 1.5 decades, and even more than 2 decades also. So you can understand that they are very trained and they are working as an entrepreneur. So they know very well, they have got the monthly targets, they have got the weekly targets, they have got the fortnightly targets. It's not only about generating the business, also to generate the margins also. And at the same time, everyone has got the projections for the working capital requirement also. So that also, we do a periodical review.
Understood, sir. And sir, a while back you had, given a guidance where, you aim to reach 1,000 crore revenue over next 2-3 years. So do you think we are on track to achieve that by FY27?
Yes. If everything goes well and as per our plan, then definitely we will. Understood. We are putting our efforts. My entire team is putting the efforts, and let's see. Let's hope for the best where we all stand benefited.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you, dear. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, please restrict yourself to 2 questions. Next question comes from the line of Mr. Raj from Arjun Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, please.
Sir, I wanted to know the economics of the container. How much is the cost of one container versus the lease payment per year?
Yeah. See, the cost of container depends whether the container availability in the market is also the second-hand containers and also the new container. As far as HL Logistics is concerned, we are least bothered about the cost of the container because we are not buying any containers. We are taking the container on the lease. So the lease rental varies from $1.5 per day to $3 per day. Depends on the size of the equipment, because if we take the dry containers, 20-foot container, then it is around $1.5 to $1.75. And if we take the 40-foot, then it goes up to $3 per day. And if we take the special equipment, then the rate goes up basically. So it's a mix and match basically. But you can say as a thumb rule, it is around $2 per day.
Right.
Per container. So $2 per day per container for per TU. Because 20 feet is known as 1 TU and 40 feet known as 2 TUs basically.
Okay, so $2 per day for?
Per container.
20 TU. Acha, per container, right.
Per container.
Per 20 container
feet. I'm talking about 20 feet. The size of the container. 20
TU, yeah. Right.
Yeah, per TU. Yes.
And sir, will these containers be insured in case of any theft or anything?
Yeah, all containers are insured. See, basically the insurance of the container is always we have to take. And when it comes to the commodities, it is always with the exporter or a consignee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Tushar Sarda with Ethra Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My question was also related to container. So you answered it, but I think you said 2,000 per day, but then you said USD $2. So just 200 rupees a day, right? Not 2,000.
$2. I said $2.
$2, right? Not 2,000 per day, right?
No, I heard it
as 2,000.
2,000
okay.
Is your
and then how do you
cannot do it.
Okay. And how do you calculate gross margin? So that is what I wanted to understand for your NVOCC business and for other businesses. It is the realization that you get less the freight charges that you pay or?
No, less the cost what we incurred basically in all the operations basically. So the realization what we get and the cost what we incurred. So the gross margins are always determined on a month-to-month basis. Even the forwarding division, you get to determine your margins on a day one only, when the orders are booked. When you take, say, suppose I'm giving you an example. Suppose I'm sending a 5 containers to, say, Brazil. I'm giving it 2,300 to my clients. And my buying is, say, 2,000. Then 15% margin is booked on day one itself only. So whenever there is actual shipments take place, I have to pay only $2,000 to the shipping line. And whatever decided trade terms with my customer, I get the payment at $2,300. So it's a very easy calculation basically.
Okay. So it's the freight or the charges that you pay to the shipping line, right? That is what is included.
It's only, I'm talking about only one component. So there are other many components like documentation charges, operation charges, but this is all we know before we take the business in our hand.
So that all should be reflected in your costs, right? Because your other expenses are also very low. So I'm wondering, where do they get booked up? Or you book everything under purchase of services?
Yeah, purchase of services.
You book everything under purchase of services.
Yeah.
And on container, you take container on lease and then you... So how does the economics work? How do you get the rental for the container? Is it the freight that you get on that container?
No, we don't get the rental on the container. I will just give you a small example for a one container. Okay, I'm telling you the mathematics, how it works. Suppose if you want to send a one container from Nhava Sheva to Jebel Ali, okay? So So you will book with SJ Logistics, okay, where I have my own containers. I have taken a slot on the vessel operator. Say, I'm the transit period from Nhava Sheva to Jebel Ali is 4 days, okay. So what will be my rental for 4 days? It will be $8.
Okay.
$8, okay. Suppose I'm not going to get any cargo coming back from Jebel Ali to Nhava Sheva. I have to bring back the empty. Then your consignee takes, say, another 4 days to take the delivery. And to bring back this container, say, I will take another 4 days. Okay. Normally, it doesn't happen that whatever container I'm sending to one destination, empty is going to come back or the loaded container is going to come back. It is within the countries also. It can go from Jebel Ali to Bandarabad, from Bandarabad to it will go to Al Sokna also. So I'm giving you this example to make you understand. So suppose the entire operation takes, say, 15 days. Then what will be my lease rental? Lease rental will be $30. Okay. I have booked a slot on the vessel operator from here to Jebel Ali, say $250. Okay. What will be my total cost? It will be around $330. And if I sell it, it's say $400 or $425, the market which is going on today. So it is around $420 to $425. So I am making $100 margin on the entire operation. It is like that.
I understand. Okay. Then on the growth, you said that for full year you will grow at 35%, whereas the first quarter growth is approximately 25%. So you expect the growth to accelerate over the balance 9 months.
That is what exactly. I will again tell you, because the first quarter, second quarter, the third quarter, and fourth quarter. The fourth quarter is always better than the previous 3 quarters. It's like always historically it is like that.
So even year on year, it will be much higher, right? Year on year growth also will be
much higher. The quarter second will be better than first, third will be better than second. It always goes like this, and the last quarter will be definitely much better.
Okay. And my last question.
In fact, in last quarter also, the last 15 days of the March, it is very high.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my last question is, what is the difference between your standalone and consolidated operation?
Out of this, the entire, I think we have already declared in the...
I mean, what comes in the standalone company and what comes in the subsidiary in terms of business?
In terms of business? See, basically we are into the same activity, but we divide the activities basically. So, we take the project cargo along with the textile under SJ Logistics, and there are a lot of textile client I have from Singapore. Okay. They are basically the Indian traders. So, their invoices are booked under Singapore entity, and the cargo for the textile which is coming from India, we booked under SJ Logistics here. Whereas we have the other commodities like tire and the agro commodity which goes to my subsidiary company. The NVCC operation, the major billing is booked under my subsidiary Dubai company. It's like that. So we don't compete with each other. We complement each other. So all the company complements each other basically.
They are into the
same logistics activity, but the different commodities basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rajan Shah for closing comments.
Thank you all the participation in this earning con call. I hope we have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further question or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach us out to our investor relationship manager at XB4 Advisory. Thank you. Stay safe, healthy, and expecting your support.
Thank you. On behalf of SJ Logistics India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.